Chapter 2 The Little Green Things. James ran to the end of the garden. He put his face in his hands and cried and cried. Then, suddenly, James heard a noise behind him. When he turned, he saw an old man in funny green clothes in the garden. He was a very small old man. He had a big black beard, but there was no hair on the top of his head. He stood there and looked hard at James.
"Come closer to me, little boy," he said in a slow voice, "and I will show you something wonderful."
James did not move. He was too frightened. The old man stepped nearer to James, and he showed him a small white paper bag.
"What's inside this little bag?" the old man said quietly.
James looked. Inside the bag, he could see thousands of very small green things. Each one was the same size as a piece of rice, and they were very beautiful.
"Look at them," the old man said. "Look at them moving."
James looked into the bag again. Yes, the green things were moving, very, very slowly.
"But what are they?" James asked. "There's very strong magic in those things," the old man said softly. "When they meet something, that thing gets all their magic. It can be a person, or an animal, or a tree. It doesn't matter."
Suddenly, he pushed the white paper bag into James's hands, and he said,
"Here, you take it. It's yours. Just put the little green things into some water and then drink it all. You will feel it in your stomach. Seconds after that, wonderful things will happen to you. You will never be lonely, frightened, or sad again. I know that you're sad. I know all about it. Now, go and do it. Do it now, and don't tell those two horrible aunts. Those green things must not escape. If the green things meet someone before you, that person will get their magic, and you won't."
Then the old man turned and went, and James ran back to the house as fast as he could go. He was very excited. Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker were still sitting in the garden. James did not want his aunts to see him, so he ran under the old peach tree in the middle of the garden. Suddenly, he stepped on a sharp stone, and he fell onto the grass. The bag hit the ground and opened, and the thousands of little green things went everywhere. James got on his hands and knees and looked around for them. But what was happening? The green things were all moving down into the hard ground. James tried to get some of them, but they were too quick and he could not stop them. Soon, they were all under the ground.